There's a lot of different levels of people who work on pianos. Some people just do this as kind of a supplemental to maybe retirement income or something like that, and all they've learned to do is tune, because that's usually the only thing a person will think of. Well, I need to have the piano tuned, when actually there are many, many, many other things that could be done to the piano to make it sound and play really, really well. But they only know about tuning, and so consequently people just want to learn how to tune, and really if they're not making a career out of it, they don't really want to learn anything else. So that's a piano tuner. A piano technician knows how to do all kinds of things to the piano, adjust parts so that the touch of the piano is very sensitive to the player. That involves a lot of, there's a lot of geometry going on in the piano, and so a piano technician knows how to adjust all of that and knows how to voice what's called voice, and that's adjusting the tone of each hammer. A technician would know how to do that. So that's kind of the difference.
Okay, now, since you know all these things about a piano, how did you learn how to do all this? Have you had to take a Steinway apart and put it back together or anything?
I was privileged to study at the Steinway factory twice with one of their concert technicians. It was in a very small class, myself and three other people from around the country. We each had our own grand piano, and the concert technician would give us a procedure to do on the piano. We would all start working, and he would come by and make critique and make suggestions for improvement, and so I learned a great deal from that. And I also learned a great deal through the Piano Technicians Guild. It's a national trade organization to advance piano technology. And so between those two things, and I also did an apprenticeship with a man out of Oklahoma City who used to come to Tulsa and work on Steinway pianos, and so I did an apprenticeship with him for about 4 years.
How long have you been a piano technician?
About 10 years.
10 years. Do you like it?
Oh, love it.
Do you wake up in the morning and hear pianos tuning in your head?
Thankfully, no.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. Okay, now, a few things. As you know, our audience knows, our Steinway is pretty new. When you buy a piano and have it tuned, I mean, I'm sure it's different as it ages, but when you buy a piano and have it tuned for the first time, how often should you have it tuned after that? I mean, is it a week, a month, a year?
Most manufacturers want a brand new piano tuned 4 times in the first year, and the reason being is because the piano needs to get used to, it needs to memorize its tension. When you tighten up the strings and get them at the correct pitch, the piano is going to have a certain tension put on it. The cast iron plate, the wood, everything is going to be used to a certain tension. And that's, if you have it tuned every 3 months for the first year, you'll be doing less and less big adjustments to the piano. For instance, a piano that's used in a concert situation, a concert hall, and it gets tuned before every concert, you're not doing big moves of pitch on a piano like that. You're just doing very subtle moves because it's memorized its tension. So that's what manufacturers like to have. So after the first year, and you've had 4 tunings in that first year, then once every 6 months you should have it tuned, because really that's all the tuning will last. And we should probably talk about why it goes out of tune.
I was just going to ask you why it goes out of tune.
Wow. The major reason why is humidity, believe it or not. It's not a person playing it. I can come to a piano that hasn't been played in 10 years, and it's almost a half step, what we call in music a half step. That's like from a white note to a black note, flat. And you think, how did that happen? Nobody's played the piano. What happens is that in the summertime, or spring and summer, when we have high humidity, the soundboard and bridge made of wood absorb all that moisture. They basically swell. And when they swell, they push up the strings in pitch. Then in the wintertime, when we start losing all that humidity, wood loses its humidity as well. Right. Then the strings sag. They go down with the soundboard, down with the bridge, but they don't go at the same rate. And so the strings don't go at the same rate altogether. And that's how the piano goes out of tune more than anything else.
Can you tune something for us and show us how it is out of tune right now and what you do to make it sound perfect?
Okay, I'll take two notes. I'll take middle C, which most everybody knows where middle C is on the piano if you're familiar with the piano at all. And then I'll take the next note higher, which is D. Now, middle C I've already tuned, and D is out of tune. And what you need to concentrate on is not, of course, the pitch is going to be different, but don't listen to so much pitch. Listen to the quality of the note as it's played. Okay, I'll start with middle C. Okay, now listen to D right next to it. In the D, you should have heard a lot of
wah, wah, wah,
a lot of crazy, a lot of fighting going on. It just wasn't a pure pitch. That's very pure. You hear one note, no fighting. This has more of the saloon piano sound, you know? The honky-tonk piano sound. If you like that, great. You don't have your piano tuned.
If you have a guitar, you know, that might be a good thing. Okay.
Yeah. So that's my job then, is to take the fighting. Now, what's happening is in most of the piano, you have three strings vibrating per pitch. The hammer goes up and hits three strings. But in the case of the D, those three strings don't match. They don't agree. And I have to get those strings to agree. So I'm going to take a rubber mute, and I'm going to assume that the middle of the three strings is in tune. So I'm going to take a rubber mute and mute the right-hand side of the string of the three strings, and then I'll be just tuning the left string and comparing it to the middle string. I hope that makes sense. Now, I'm just going to stop there. I haven't tuned the third string, but I'll just stop there just for comparison. You listen to our C again. Our D. See, the D doesn't have any fighting in it. No wah-wah, no nasally sound. It's smooth, very smooth. That's my job, is to put that smoothness back in the piano when humidity swings have made the piano go way out of tune. And so that's just, I have to make a decision on 236 tuning pins in this piano.
So do you have perfect pitch, do you think?
That's a great question. I do have perfect pitch, but I don't use it when I tune pianos.
That's what I was going to ask.
Because I'm not really listening to the actual pitch. I'm listening to something else called partials. And I know that's kind of confusing, so I'm going to demonstrate what I'm listening to. We're listening to these partials fight each other. Now, I mentioned earlier that there's three strings vibrating per pitch. I can only listen to one string and compare it to one other string. So that means I have to mute off everything else and only listen to one string and compare it to one other. So that's what I've done to the piano. The piano's already muted off. I'm going to play F, an octave below the F below middle C, okay? And then I'm going to play the A above middle C. And what I want you to listen for is a conflict between the two notes at about this pitch right here. Okay, here they go. And what you should be hearing is wah, 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 wah,
wah. Of course,
wah, wah, wah.
Yeah.
Okay, that demonstrates that this note contains a little bit of this note in its partial, in its partials. There's a stack of notes actually contained in this pitch. And one of them is here, but they don't quite agree. They're not exactly in tune. And so that is the kind of thing I'm listening for and not the actual pitch, not the actual pitch.
Wow. Well, that's interesting because I thought it would be based on pitch. So that's, so when you're talking about one of the strings and one of the strings, you're talking about one of the three and one of the three.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I will let you get back to work, but it, you know, we were just kind of curious. I was very curious about exactly how you tune a piano, the difference between a piano tuner and a piano technician, and now the difference between pitch and
partials.
Partials. So,
and one other thing that's real important to mention as well, there, another reason why you would want the piano in tune, of course you want to enjoy the beauty of your instrument as much as possible, and it'll sound that way if you have it tuned. The other reason is if you have anyone taking lessons on the piano and your piano's out of tune, what they do is they look at music on the page, they play a corresponding note on the piano, but what sounds is not what everyone else in America has agreed that should sound like.
Right.
That's the reason why there is a standard pitch in America that this A should vibrate at 440 cycles per second. In Europe, it's 442 or sometimes higher, but in America, it's 440. So every TV show, every movie, every CD that you buy, it's all, we've all agreed that's the standard pitch. And so if your piano does not have that standard pitch, then basically what you're doing is training your ear to hear that note out of tune. So therefore, when you leave the piano and you sing in the choir, you play an instrument in the band, you will play out of tune because you've learned the pitch out of tune.
Well, we'll let you get back to work, and I want to thank you so much, Greg Lynch.
You're welcome.
Piano technician from Tulsa who tunes all the pianos at the University of Arkansas. If you happen to get a brand new piano and you would love to have Greg Lynch tune it for you, do not call him. He doesn't have time. For Ozarks at Large, I'm PJ Hrabowski.